Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 65. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, as always, Trevor Payne. Trev, how you doing?
What's up? What's up, Devin? The man of the hour. Oh, man, it has been a long time, and I feel like we always started this way. Man, I'm excited to be here with you, even if it's been a bit, man.
Even if it's been a bit. And, you know, things have changed. Trevor's become a rap star. I don't know if you all know that. But that's,
you guys have heard
that's
of a little guy named T-Pain, right? Like,
yeah.
T-Pain stands for Trevor Payne. I'm just saying.
He's dropped his new album. Check it out. So it's been a while. It's been a long time for us. But yeah, what's up? Everybody, we're back. And yes, this is what I've got to say. Me and Trevor have lives. And so from now on, just it's like a fun party when we see each other again. You know what I mean? Like every time we see each other, wow, what a surprise. How exciting. So listen, I know we're not every week or every other week or every whatever. It's just whenever it drops and it's like, oh, it's a big old party. We all have a fun time together and surprise and all that stuff. You're welcome. We're here. We're here. A podcast is here. And it's the end of the year already, Trev.
Yeah, this whole life thing kind of keeps moving pretty quick, doesn't it?
Dude, it keeps on moving. I don't know how to stop it. I wish you could. Well, I know how to stop it. Technically, there are ways. I don't want it to stop.
There we go. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Yes. It's not dark sad turn for me. Sorry, guys. Okay. Game Awards coming. It's coming. We're going to do our personal game of the year since we probably won't see each other since it's the holidays. This is going to be the end of the year show. We'll see you in January, folks. And remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com where you can send in your questions, comments, concerns, and be implemented into this very show. Trav, let's enter the mysterious, magical world we like to call Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News.
Wahoo!
Number one, Game Awards. We're voting. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to vote because the Nintendo Show, Trev, I don't know if you knew this. We have been invited by the Game Awards themselves to be able to vote at the Game of the Year Awards done by Jeff Keighley himself, the G-O-F-F-E. He spells it weird. Get it right, Jeff.
Yeah, he's a G-off.
He's a G-off, he's not a Jeff. Yeah, he's a weird Jeff. He's a strange Jeff. Let's get into it. Let's look at the awards and let's vote our conscience on this thing.
So, yeah, like Devin said, we were specially invited. We just had to create a sign in.
Yep.
Which is kind of neat. You know, it's very nice of them to invite us to create a sign in. And they really wanted the Nintendo Show's vote on things like Deathloop, you know,
yeah,
and Halo. It's great.
I mean, we're the end vote.
That's right. We're the end all be all. So I'm happy to go about this. Let's kick this thing off, dude. Best narrative, huh?
We're the final word, and let's let it go. Best narrative. We got Deathloop. We got It Takes Two, Life is Strange, True Colors, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy, and Psychonauts 2. Now, to be honest, I haven't played some of these. Okay, I'm not.
Hey, me neither.
You know, Life is Strange. No, it just ain't for me. It is a narrative game, so you would think they could win this one, but I don't know, man. For me, I'm leaning towards Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, me
maybe
too, buddy.
Psychonauts 2, but I think I'm leaning to the Guardians on this one. I like it.
Click Guardians, man. That's going to be the official vote. Done. Nintendo did it. Show. So that game is real rad. Have you been playing it, Dev?
I have been playing it, and it is very excellent, dude. It's so good.
It is way better than like it has any right to be, or yes. Like I wasn't expecting it to be this good. Like I started playing it and I was like, oh my gosh, there's something to this game. This is pretty good. Like the story is fantastic.
No, it's really good. And it is like, so I don't know if you played Psychonauts yet or anything like that, but they're very similar to me, and the way they control is a little. It's not perfect. The controls are a little clunky. Like Guardians, it has a little jank to it. However, I think it goes past the jank when it comes to anything dealing with the narrative, since we just gave a narrative, right? Like I feel like the way it's written, the characters are written, the story overall, I think it's really interesting. And man, the environments are really cool. I feel like people don't get space environments right. Nothing is quirky enough. Nothing is weird enough. But they actually really go really weird in this game, and I really enjoy it. Like, the enemies are weird. You're like little jelly cubes, and like it strays away from the normal boring alien stuff we see all the time in video games, and does does something different, like something we as humans probably wouldn't conceive of. Obviously, someone did, but something different than what you would hope to see in an alien world. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, I love it.
Speaking to narrative too, like, I think they do such a good job with like the little tidbits of storytelling along the way. Like, you're out exploring and you go down a weird path and your team starts talking about like, what the freak, Quill, what are you doing over there? Yeah. Man, yes. You're like, ah, he's looking for some more junk, you know? Like, it's just like, it's just so funny. Like, no matter what you're doing, there's always conversation. I know some people are like, all right, it's too much yeah, like talking all the time. I absolutely love it because I love hearing the banter, the little stories back and forth. I wish that they would have done something a little bit more like God of War, when like something like a little chat segment gets like interrupted, yeah, that they go back to it, mm-hmm, once like the action stops or whatever cutscene or whatever. Yeah. Because I feel like I have missed a few things where I was like really enjoying it and then I walked too far into a room yeah, that exactly, like activated a cutscene. Yeah. You know, so I wish there's little things, but I feel like they do such a good job, and they honestly made me care about these characters more than I did with the movies, you know? So yeah, I'm pretty hot on this game right now.
Yeah, loving it. It's one of my faves. Let's go to best art direction, Trev. Artistic look. They got The Artful Escape, Deathloop again, coming in, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Now, Trev, no Nintendo yet. Not a single dot of Nintendo. Not
they
even
must
Metroid
think
and
that
best
no
art
Nintendo
direction
games have art direction. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Apparently not. For me, I don't.
That's kind of a tough. I've only played a handful of these. But for me, it'd be between Ratchet and, is it Kena or Kena?
Yeah, I think it's. I can't remember. I think Kena is wrong, so it's probably Ken. I don't know. I just go to say Kena, but I think it's something with like an A in there. There's Kanye.
Yep.
I have no
Kanye.
Idea. Kanye. Kanye. Bridge of
the
Spirits.
Bridge of Spirits.
Kanye, the Bridge of Arts. Yep. I do agree with you on that one. I'm fluttering between the two. Now, Ratchet and Clank, I wouldn't say is like graphically it's impressive, but art direction.
Like technically.
Yeah, technically impressive. Art direction, I'm not like. It's good. It's nothing new because it's basically building on what they've done
just
before.
Like souped up Ratchet. You
yeah.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they got them particle effects. They've got they got stuff popping good off left and right, and it does look really good. But for me, I think the Kena Bridge of Spirits, like that game, just oozes this like kind of this child fantasy. I don't know, man. I don't know how to describe it, but it is pretty. Like, it is such a pretty game, and the way that it looks, it just looks like it's supposed to be some kind of movie.
Yeah, like, and great it. Yeah, and the character design is really good, like the boss design and all that stuff. Also the little
what are those guys
the
called
rot again? The rot are good.
Yeah, the rot,
like,
they're,
I mean,
adorable.
It's simple design, but it's really well done, and I do enjoy it. I think it's good. We're gonna go with Kenna on this best art direction.
And we got to let them know why, though, Devin. The main reason we're choosing Kenna is because you can put hats on your little rot. You know what I mean?
Well, it truly is the only reason.
I mean, if Ratchet and Clank had that, would
be, who knows? there's a wide variety of artistic hats. And I need all of them. I need to collect them all, like them Pokemon. Let's go to music. Best score in music. Interesting. Listen. I don't like that they don't have much variety going on here. A lot of the same games going on. Artful Escape again. Cyberpunk 2077. Interesting. Deathloop. Mm-hmm. Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. And Nier Replicant Virgin. Blah, blah. Who gives a shiz? Why would you write? Why? That's not. There's like 1,000 numbers there. No, thank you.
Too many. So
honestly, I can only speak to Cyberpunk kind of. And then Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. I haven't played Deathloop yet. I assume it's jazzy and upbeat and all stupid like that.
Seems kind of funky and
funky.
Fun, you know?
Yeah. But Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy does have literally like a 80s pop rock. Yeah,
they
music
have licensed music. So that's the hard thing with these music ones. I'm like, oh, that's great. Cause like, honestly, I feel like they do a great job of incorporating music into the game. Like, especially in those boss fights or like you do those like power up modes where like you call a huddle, you know, in a major fight, bring the team together. And then afterwards, if you get everything right, like you're rocking out to some like sweet 80s stuff.
Oh, man.
And just kicking trash. And I feel like it just amplifies the game, like in that moment, just like I get this like big old grin on my face because it's just so fun. So that's probably where I would vote. But the thing is, I feel like it's kind of cheating too because it's using real music.
Well, and by the end, I guess, and that's that. That's the other part. But it does say it in here with licensed soundtrack as well. So, and I feel like you usually don't get that much licensed music unless it's like a Tony Hawk game and you're lucky or something. But usually, and those guys, you're not getting like heavy hitters like Rick Ross, huh? Never Let Me Down, Never Gonna Give You Up. Come on, dude. When that's playing, when I'm beating the crap out of some dudes, it's beautiful.
Yeah, dude, so stupid. Rick rolled, baby. Yeah,
Rick rolled that stupid garbage. I'm gonna say that game. I know I don't have a lot of experience with the others. I know this is, you know, maybe Guardians of the Galaxy will win the game of the year at the end, just because we've said, you know, so far.
Maybe.
But that's the only options they're giving us, okay? Nintendo is out of the loop. Where's my boy? Where's my sweet Nintendo boy? Best performance. Do we care about that one? Best audio design. Don't care about that so much. Games for Impact? I don't know what that means. Do you know what Games for Impact? Do I want to click it?
It just means games that hit hard. Hard games impact.
Just kidding. Trev, don't even click, my man. Don't even click. Did. No.
And it's
we can't play, I'm dude. Good. We can't play. There's like five games in there that I've never touched or heard of. So yeah, they didn't have much of an impact, did they? Lighten the fires. Best ongoing.
Yeah,
we can do best.
Yeah,
ongoing.
I already know what. I like this one.
Okay,
let's see. I can't find ongoing. Click, 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 click.
Second row. Oh yeah, you're going through the clickies. Next categories.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Go fish.
Yeah, go fish.
Best ongoing. Found it. Okay, there we go.
Found it. Okay. All right. Best ongoing. Oh,
this is easy.
Apex Legends. Final Fantasy 16? Is that 16 or 15? It's 16, right? Online. Hey, guys, I've been doing a lot of school. 14. Is that 14? Thank you.
You're the college boy.
Dude. Yeah, I know, but my brain is fried and I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, is that 14, 16? Anyways, 14 online. For some reason I thought they were off to something else. Fortnite. Genshin Impact and Call of Duty Warzones.
All right. So for me, this is an easy one. You already know what I'm going to
pick. I know
it's Final Fantasy 14 online. Okay. They do such a good job with the updates and with the new expansion that is dropping in a few days, which I already have been playing because I got early access to it. So I'm a scrub and get the deluxe version. Hey, you know how you do.
Gotta do what you do.
I love this game. It's so cool. It's been around for this long and it's still just like top of the charts for MMOs. It continues to grow. This expansion is putting a big old bow on the whole story. So it's going to be pretty cool. Like I'm into it so far. The stuff they've released throughout the year has been incredible. But honestly, like Fortnite has been pretty rad.
Yeah, and no, I'm not a huge
Fortniter.
Yeah, to be honest, I did do but that's just because I am bad at Fortnite. Fortnite,
me too.
In general, I mean, it's excellent stuff that they're doing. Like everyone is copying Fortnite for a reason.
Oh yeah,
as far as the shooter space goes, right? You got Apex Legends, Warzone, even Halo in some ways trying to copy what they're doing.
Oh, dude, it might be Fortnite for
me. I mean,
I'm thinking about
it. There's Carnage. I'm like looking at Carnage right now. You just chill.
Well, it's been a nuts year, man. Like there was everything from like Star Wars to Naruto to Spider-Man DC crap. There was like Predator, Aliens, like it's just crazy.
That's
like
pretty good.
And not to mention, so there's a new season or whatever chapter that started today, and so my boys and I jumped in, started playing, and it's crazy because it's so different that like the map is completely different. Like they've updated everything, all the weapons are different. Like this, it seriously feels like a new take on Fortnite, where like they really do add so much to each update. It's kind of cool. Okay. That might be my pick.
Yeah, this is a roughie. Now, I like that Final Fantasy 14 Online has much, like, it seems like it's old school in the way that it's bringing, like, here's the cool expansion stuff. And I like that. Yeah. I like the old school, you know, and there's a lot to be had and said about that. You know, you get like 20 more hours of story. That might be more work than like I got some licensing deals and we threw it into the same map. And yes, we changed the map over again, but the mechanically it's very similar. I don't know. I mean, it's a toss up for me on this one. Trev, you be the decider. This is your baby doll. Do I want to kill which one?
We're killing Fortnite. Let's go with Final Fantasy.
Yeah, baby boy. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Okay. Best indie game. Next in line, ooh. Trev. We got 12 minutes. Death's Door.
That game took me 13 minutes. So.
Yeah. A little too long. It's not going in. Inscription, Kenna Bridges Spirits, and Loop Hero.
Ooh.
Now,
I've heard good things about Loop Hero. Now, the problem is I've only played
one.
Couple of these.
Okay, yeah. You played a few. I've only played one. So my thing is I've definitely heard of like Death's Door, Loop Hero. These are all in the mix. 12 minutes, I feel like has gotten okay reviews.
Yeah.
But to be honest, as much as I love all these indie games, Kenneth Bridges' Spirits is like doing something different than any of these games. Like I understand, like these are great games and there's a lot of great 2D indie games out there or card games or what have you, but there's not a lot of games that are like successful PS2 games that it's your first time going out and it's like a better than a PS2 or an old Xbox game, right? I think Kenna, in my opinion, is a great achievement for a first time indie developer, and is in my personal opinion is one of my games of the year overall, not just in indies. So for me, it's just gonna
be I respect Kenna. That let's go with that.
Okay, so. Burn baby burn, Disco Inferno. Do you want to try mobile games? This would be only you.
Yes.
Do you want to dabble?
You know what, I do want to dabble. So we got Fantasian, which is an iPhone Apple exclusive, so I haven't played that. We got Genshin Impact, League of Legends Wild Rift, Marvel Future Revolution, and Pokemon Unite. So I have played all of these games except for that Fantasian, which actually looks really cool.
It actually looks pretty good.
Or it looks like an old Square Enix kind of RPG type thing. For me, I would have to say like Pokemon Unite. Like I love this game. It Sweet. Has made me really enjoy MOBAs again, and it's been a long time. And I even went and tried the League of Legends Wild Rift, which is like a mobile friendly version of League of Legends, and Pokemon Unite is just so friendly and fun. Easy to pick up, easy to play, not a lot of toxicity because you can't really talk to each other, which, you know, I'm fine with. So I'm going to say that game is probably my mobile.
Yeah. And that's the thing with mobile games. I kind of want that kind of experience, like the bubblegum experience, you know?
Yeah.
I want to in and out, chew it, tastes good. Okay. You know, it's like those zebra gums, you know, a little bit of flavor.
Yeah, you chew it for 5 seconds.
And you love it. You love it for the 10 seconds and you let that bad boy go.
And then you get like the wrapper wet and then it turns into like weird tattoos and stuff.
Yes. Yes. And the fun never stops really after that
point. It really doesn't. Once you pop, I think that's the zebra gum.
I believe that's exactly what it is. Definitely not Pringles. Best community support. Do we want to do this one? Isn't this the same as Best Ongoing?
I feel like
is this the same?
No, let's skip this. It's the same.
Boo! Yeah, it's the same. You guys did the same game. Yeah, no. Keely, what are you doing? Innovations? No. VR? Do we want to dabble?
No. Unless I didn't play very many VR games.
I didn't this year either. Nope, I didn't. Sorry, VR. You've kind of been on the back burner, man. I have my Oculus. It's sitting there. I don't do anything with it.
I updated mine the other day, and then I was like, that was fun. Okay.
Looks good. Looks the same. Best action game. We can do this. We can do this.
Yeah, let's do it.
Back for Blood. Chivalry 2. Deathloop. Far Cry 6. And Returnal.
So, Devin, this is going to be on you, buddy.
Well, I have not played any of these games. I haven't played either. Any of them. Not one. Trip.
Oh, dude.
We're doing awful. Rough. I was going to get Returnal over the little Black Friday season here, but I didn't because I thought, I am a real baby and I don't know if I can handle it. People were saying how tough it is.
Yeah, they're saying how tough, but they made it so now you can actually save your game.
Oh, okay.
And like, because it used to be that you'd have to like hope that your suspend that mode or whatever, because like the runs would take hours. You know?
That's what I heard. And I was like, that does not sound fun, bro. No.
No. I'm like, no. And it's like, you know what? I don't want to like have to like hope that the suspend mode on the PlayStation 5 keeps my game in progress. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't always work.
Let's predict what the industry is going to do on this one then. Should we?
All right, let's do it.
Let's predict. I don't think it's going to be Far Cry 6. I don't think it's going to be Back for Blood, and I don't think it's going to be Chivalry. I think we got Deathloop or Returnal on this one.
Agreed. And I think, honestly, I think it's going to go Deathloop.
I think you're probably right. Because it needs something, and I think it's not going to get the other ones that it's nominated for, so I think they might go for that one. So Deathloop is my prediction on that one.
There we go.
Best action adventure game. Okay. This is something I can talk about. We can do this one. There's a Nintendo girl in here, Trev. Sexism does exist. Trevor did do it just now.
Shoot, son. I got served.
Got served. Yeah, apparently that's what I'm doing today. I'm sorry. I'm so negative. I just got done with an assignment that sucked. So here we are. Metroid Dread is on this, Trev. Best action adventure game.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. We got Guardians of the Galaxy, Metroid Dread, Psychonauts 2, Ratchet & Clank, Rift Apart, and Resident Evil Village. What you doing in here, REV? Huh? What you chilling for? That's interesting. I'm going to say, dude, I mean, come on. You know? Do you know what I'm saying, Trev?
No, I have no idea what that means.
It's Metroid Dread, dude. I love it. What else is it? Guardians is a little clanky. You know, I love it, but it's a little, like I said, it's a little rough around the edges. Metroid Dread is like premium, baby. That's silky smooth movement. It was one of my favorite experiences, top-notch action. Yeah, it was one of my favorite experiences this year. So it's up there. Totally. Psychonauts 2, again, suffers from the same things, like I said, with Marvel's. It's got a little clunkiness. Ratchet & Clank, loved it. But it's not like seeped in. It didn't stay with me, Trev. It didn't catch me like the others. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it was good, but it didn't stay with me, which is too bad. I liked it. Visually fun, entertaining. Resident Evil Village, really good. I enjoy the game, but I don't know. The first person perspective, I don't know. It's good. I loved it. It just does not. It also didn't stand out as much as Dread to me. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
Dread it up.
Dread it up, dude. Get them dreads.
Dreadlocking. Best role playing game. Here we go. Cyberpunk 2077. Monster Hunter Rise, Scarlet Nexus, Shin Megami Tensei 5, and Tales of Arise.
Dude, there's some bangers on this.
You're my RPG boy. Take me home.
Yeah.
What do we got?
So I have played all of these except for only just a teeny bit of Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Wait. Shin Megami Tensei is on my wish list. I have not played that yet, so I want to play that one. I would have to say, you know me, I love Monster Hunter, but as a role-playing game, Tales of Arise is an incredible game. It is like one of my favorite JRPGs in a long time. It's graphically stunning and beautiful, and their art style they went with is so cool. And the combat is fun. the story is so neat. And like, I am dozens of hours into this game and I haven't even finished it yet. And I'm still like hooked. I still want to know what happens next and learn about the other characters. It is a great game. That would be my personal pick.
I dig it. Cyberpunk 2077 is too broken. I think it has good ideas, but it's too broken. Monster Hunter Rise, I like it, but I don't know if I love it in role-playing games. It's a strange game.
It seemed like a weird fit. I would have thought more of like an action.
Yeah, action.
Genre for that.
Yeah, just an action in general, right? I wouldn't even put it action and adventure, just action. Because it's not really role-playing in the gen. Yeah. I mean, you can do RPG things, but it doesn't really scream it to me as much as the others. So I agree. Like,
is it because it's Japanese?
Oh,
they're just like,
yeah,
they're like, race. Yo, everything Japanese is role play. Come on, Keely. Oh, I don't Keely, know. I guess dude, I wouldn't put that Keely. As a role playing game. That wouldn't be the.
I wouldn't. Either.
I wouldn't pick that. The rest of these, yes,
but. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, and Shin Megami, I from what I've seen, it's not. I don't know. I love Persona. It seems very Persona-esque, but the environment and all the stuff about in that kind of Shin Megami thing is not as intriguing to me. Yeah, dude, Tales of Arise, those Tales games, mwah!
Chef's I love kiss. Them. I love them so much.
Freaking good.
And Scarlet Nexus was actually really cool. That'd probably be my runner-up. I really enjoyed that game too. Honestly, like I loved that there were some just really top-notch RPGs that came out this year that I don't know, it felt like a nostalgia, kickback, you know what? I don't know what it is, but it was fun to play some of these games. I really enjoyed them.
For sure. Best fighting game. We're just going to say a game and not talk about it. You ready? Set, just say a game. One, two, three. Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl.
Nailed it.
Very good. Well, that worked.
Cool.
Next category. What do we got? Best family game. Hello, Nintendo. Where you been, huh? Wow, there was a lot of Nintendo games that I totally forgot about.
Yeah.
All right. It Takes Two, which I still haven't played, but it looks it is on my list, dude. It looks intensely good. And the reviews have been really really good for it. And it's a game you should play with your significant other. So I haven't had time or I don't actually have like a second controller to actually play this game. So I need a second controller to do it. There's Mario Party Superstars, New Pokemon Snap, Super Mario 3D World Plus Bowser's Fury and WarioWare. Get it together.
Dev, what's your pick on this? Family friendly.
I mean, I've honestly liked 3D World, but I wouldn't count it in this year. I don't even know why it's here except for Bowser's Fury, but Bowser's Fury, it's not really family. It's more like a good platforming game.
Yeah, that's like a single player. Yeah. Like, are they saying like a kid game? Like,
yeah. What is this?
There's no multiplayer, but there's no multiplayer in like Snap and stuff.
Yeah.
Either.
Snap. What is Snap doing? Yeah. That's the other thing.
So maybe they're just saying like family friendly, like appropriate. Yeah. Oh, that's how what they're saying. Best games appropriate for family play.
Reading. That's important.
Yeah. If we read the descriptions. For me, honestly, I know it's an old game, but I fell in love with it again. Yeah. Like the 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. It made me remember how much I just adore that game when it came out on Wii U, and it was really fun to replay through it again this year.
Yeah, and a lot of these, to be honest, are very remake-esque. You got Mario Party Superstars, kind of a remake as well. New Pokemon Snap, although not a remake, very, very similar to the original.
Sure.
And then WarioWare, trying to do new things, but probably not hitting the mark the way we wanted it to. So yeah, dude, I'm gonna go there too. 3D World, Bowser's Fury. Seems a little cheap, but we're just going to go by Keeley's rules on this one. I'm down with that. That's okay.
Let's do it.
Sim and strategy? No, thank you.
Yeah.
You want to go? Do you want to go?
Yes.
Go, baby.
There are two that I played a ton of.
Okay.
So Age of Empires 4, that just came out, I think like last month or something. And then there was Microsoft Flight Simulator earlier in the year. And both of those, I've put way too much time in flying a plane and not really doing anything like flight simulator. Like, genuinely, I'm not doing anything besides like, what it would look like to fly over Mount Kilimanjaro, you know? Let's go hit that up today. And it is so cool. That game is beautiful. It destroys my PC. It makes me yearn for a new graphics card.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think the game I would pick is Age of Empires. Like, I love the Age of Empires game. And this game is phenomenal. It is incredibly fun. It feels like Age of Empires, but the production quality of like the videos, like, but at the start of each like map or whatever it is, like mission, are just so cool, and they like tell a history about that civilization. I feel like I'm learning stuff too.
That's cool.
It is super fun,
dude. It's nice when learning's fun, you know. It's nice when learning's fun. Bill Nye the Science Guy, all that garbage. And to tell you the truth, Age of Empires, like when I was a kid, or all those games, like those strategy games, always had like the best freaking cutscenes, dude. Like, you'd be like, these graphics are sick. It was like the best part of the game. Anyways, I'm down for that. I love those old school RTS type games. So
totally,
I dig it. Let's go for it. Age of Empire doing its thing. Racing or sports game. Here we go. F1 2021. FIFA 2022, Forza Horizon 5, Hot Wheels Unleashed, and Riders Republic.
Cool.
Racing or sports game? Have you played Forza yet?
I have.
Do you like or you hate?
I love.
You love. You love,
not
in fact.
Just like. This is a love situation.
It's gone, I feel, to like love.
First of all, I've loved all the Horizon games. You know, they've all been phenomenal. And the hard thing is that it feels samey, but with different environment and stuff like that. And obviously this game is stunning and beautiful, but I'm having a blast with it. It is really fun. I haven't put nearly enough time that I want to put into it, but I'm feeling like maybe next year I'll be digging into this one a little bit more.
Yeah.
But also, I've heard Hot Wheels Unleashed is actually pretty fun.
Yeah. Just watching it, I'm just waiting for a deal on this game, but it looks like legitimately good. And I love like when like something that you're like, that is going to be a 3 is like an 8. I'm so down for that. That's so cool.
That's so exciting.
I'm
going to
check that out. Yeah. I'm going to check that out. You're a soccer boy. You know, play FIFA?
I do not play a lot of sports games. Unless they're like an arcadey kind of sport title.
Yeah.
I don't really care for that sim. So
Me too. Okay. Well, it's Forza. Forza wins.
I think so. Yep.
Best multiplayer game. We got Back for Blood, Knockout City, It Takes Two, Monster Hunter Rise, New World, and Valheim. Interesting. No Mario Party or any of these.
Most of these.
Stuff. Yeah.
Besides It Takes Two and Back for Blood. Knockout City, I don't know. I didn't get the same vibe that a lot of people that were like praising it were getting.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people were saying how much they love the game, so I downloaded it. Yeah. I do not love that game. That game is not very fun. But teach their own. Yeah, that's what makes this world go round.
Yeah. It's Monster Hunter Rise, right?
It is.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
And New World is actually a really fun
MMO. That's true. New World.
That is pretty good. Valheim was surprisingly fun. The only thing is I didn't play that with other people. I could see where that would become incredibly fun with other people.
Yeah.
So I would say Monster Hunter, because that's the one I actually played a ton with other people.
Yes. But but there's some heavy hitters here. Amazon Games did New World? Interesting.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Who knew? Who would have thunk? They were able to release a game.
Good job, Amazon. Yeah, do they still have the thing? What is their thing? Don't they have a thing? Don't they have a console or a controller or something? Or was that Google?
It's like Stadia.
Yeah,
Google Stadia and then Amazon Luna. And it's still like in beta and stuff like that. But I have not tried Luna.
Content creator of the year, Trev. Why aren't we in here? Is Trevor Payne? We'll write ourselves in. We'll write ourselves in. Oh, must have been a mistake. Do we want to do more indie stuff? I'm not feeling it. Most anticipated?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that one. Most anticipated game for next year or coming game. I guess we don't know if they're next year, but I assume they are. Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, the sequel to The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, or what we like to call Breath of the Wild 2, or Starfield.
Oh man, there are some, all of these are really cool.
Yeah, dude, all of these are super cool.
So, I mean, like, what is your, like, most anticipated on this crap, list? Holy crap,
dude. I didn't really love... Yeah, they're all neat. I didn't love Horizon, to be honest, the first one. Okay. I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as good as everyone else thought it was. I am excited for Forbidden West. I do think it looks better than the first one. I'm excited for what they do, but I'm not as pumped as a few of the others. God of War was one of my favorite games of all of the last generation. I'm really excited for Ragnarok, but dude, that trailer that they put out was more of the same and less interesting to me than I would hope, actually, which is kind of a shame. Elden Ring looks cool. I am not good at those games, and I don't think I'll have fun with it, but it looks really cool. Starfield, I have no trust in Bethesda to make a game. It will be a good game, I think, but it's going to be a visual turd. As always. And then Breath of the Wild. I mean, dude, I'm very excited for Breath of the Wild. But at this point, I just want the freaking game to be here. I feel like Nintendo's bumming me out this year. So I don't know. I'm going to say Breath of the Wild. I mean, we are the Nintendo show. It is the game that I am truly most excited for. But we haven't seen enough for me to be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, so I'm the same way. Like, I feel like the last, like, little trailer thing that they showed with, like, Link falling out of the sky and all that stuff, I think it was like, okay, cool, but we still don't know much about it.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just because of how much I love that original game, I think is why that is my most anticipated.
Exactly.
Because how much I absolutely love that game, like, this game using that same architecture, that same whatever, like, they're just adding to it, like, I could get on board for that. So I'm super excited. Now I am very excited for Starfield because I don't know anything about it.
That is
one's
true.
More of like a weird curiosity, I guess. Of like, I love Bethesda games. I get they're janky, they usually don't look very good, but I am very excited about a new, like, a brand new IP, something fresh, something from Bethesda.
I guess my problem with it is that my favorite Bethesda game is the one that doesn't have guns in it, right? I don't care for Fallout as much as I care for Skyrim or any of the Oblivion, Elder Scrolls games. I don't know why that is. I just don't think their shooting is very fun. So I just have a feeling...
because it's janky, dude. Like, the shooting is bad. It's not a great
and so I just feel like
experience.
Starfield is probably going to be a lot of that, you know? It's going to be like, instead of like old school sci-fi, it's going to be future sci-fi. And I'm going to be like, oh, so we're in space? I don't know. Maybe it's something totally different. I mean, that trailer had no guns or nothing of action to speak of. It just looked like it was like, we're going to explore just scientifically. So maybe it's some, you know, freaking whatever, No Man's Sky garbage. And you're just like, man, we're going to suck up some protein powder and make a... enzyme. I don't know what the heck.
Dude, that sounds like my Monday afternoon.
But I mean that, dude, just rocking that protein, getting jacked. So Starfield for you, maybe, or you're leaning to Zelda?
I'm still leaning towards Zelda, because like how much I love that original game. That
I
think out of all of these, if they all came out on the same day. And like, let's say they all came out tomorrow.
What a day, dude. What a freaking day that would be.
Dude, what a launch day that would be.
Hate that day. It'd be so good, but I'd be like, all these sweet babies, I want to play them all.
And I would have dabbled in all of them, and then I'd get overwhelmed to probably never play any of them.
Yeah, never play any of them and just play Zelda.
Yeah. So I really think Zelda would be my absolute go-to that I'd want to play. So.
For sure. The rest of these... best esport game.
Dude, we don't know anything about esports.
I don't.
That's plenty.
Counter-Strike.
Yeah, Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
Dota, something.
Let's see. Best esport athlete. Now, I think, looking at the pictures here, who's the most athletic looking one? Who looks like a real strong boy? I'm going to give it to Chris Simpler. Good job, Chris. You're looking jacked, my friend. Next. Yep. Best esport team. I'm gonna give it to the one with the ward over their head and the sparkling. Team Spirit. Good job, guys.
for Dota 2.
These all suck. Do we care about these? These are weird. There's a lot of esports.
Let's
okay.
Skip these, dude,
we're done with
we
this.
We don't know what we're
we don't
about.
Know. All right, Trev, we're going to get into Game of the Year. Now, on our list, I'm going to say, I'll go for mine. I'll start with mine. I got Bowser's Fury, Metroid Dread, Resident Evil Village, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart, Kena: Bridge of Spirits, Psychonaut 2, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Halo Infinite Multiplayer. Since we're not quite to the campaign, I'm very excited, everyone, for Halo.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap, it is a few days. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it, okay? Just not right now. Trev, what is yours, man? What do you got?
All right, so I've got, same, Metroid Dread, Guardians of the Galaxy, Halo Infinite Multiplayer, mm-hmm. Monster Hunter Rise, mm-hmm. Tales of Arise, Zelda, Skyward Sword, Monster Hunter Stories, and Unpacking,
the underdog coming in hot.
Yeah,
I like
right?
it, dude.
Oh, that indie darling.
Okay, cool.
That's my game of the year.
Unpacking, there it is. Dude. That's there the one is. That won.
I love that game with a passion.
Do you really love
I
it?
You know, I am not joking.
That's awesome.
Like, I really love that game. It was so just chill and like
super soothing
to like unbox some boxes. I should probably do that in my real life.
Yeah,
know? But
yeah.
Whatever.
That's cool.
It's good.
No, it actually all looked right. like it might be fun. I was like, oh, that could
it
be a nice Zen
incredibly
game.
Incredibly fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. So.
Okay. So let's do the oddballs. Here's a couple. Okay. Let's talk about the oddballs. I'll talk about mine. Bowser's Fury, I feel like, is an oddball. I think Bowser's Fury is one of the best Mario experiences I've had in a long time. It's yes. one of my favorite platforming experiences with Mario. I think it's more enjoyable in some ways than the first, what's the Switch Mario game? Odyssey. I think in some ways it's better than Odyssey. I don't think, you know, I feel like Mario controls may be better in Odyssey, but I do think the idea of going to different islands and stuff, that whole Wind Waker take on this worked yeah. really well, and it felt a little bit better and it was a nice, interesting take. And I would love to see this game, that I wish that would be the focus going forward in this series, at least for the next game. I think the next game I'd like to see that kind of a jump to island and be a little more platform focused. I didn't like how Odyssey wasn't platform focused. Sure. I think it's an oddball. It is a very short game, and I would not include, you know, 3D World on this because 3D World's an older game. So that's right. my oddball. I think the rest are pretty run of the mill. We've talked about, you know, a lot of them.
Totally, yeah.
I think, you know, I've talked about Guardians, Psychonauts 2. Both of those games, for me, great storytelling, okay mechanics, but the story really brings it through. For Kena: Bridge yep. of the Spirits, kind of a similar thing. Mechanically, it's okay, but the story and like the part of, you know, some of that stuff, I think, brings it through. The menus in Kena are awful. They're just disgusting.
Yes.
They're horrible menus. Ratchet and Clank just didn't stick with me, but I did enjoy the game overall. Village is really good. It's one of my favorite Resident Evil games. It's up there.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah, it takes a lot from 4 and stuff, you know, like that the whole themes of being in this village, and like each boss has its own cool area that they control. It's
yeah,
really
neat,
kind of
right?
interesting. Yeah, an interesting take on Resident Evil. I really enjoyed it, and it's really good.
I was talking to your pops a week ago about that.
Yeah,
and he was saying how much he just loved it and was telling me stuff. So he really piqued my interest. Like, you know me, I'm a little scaredy boy.
Yeah,
it's too much for me.
Yeah.
But he's like, you need to go for it. And so I think I'm going to bite the bullet.
You should. It's a different game too.
By that virus.
Yeah. It's not. And that's the other thing. It's not very virusy, very like werewolves, witches, things that don't really work in that world or haven't been played with in that world as much. You know, usually it's like zombies that are bleeding black. So it's just completely different in some ways. So it's kind of interesting. So, that's and then awesome. Metroid Dread, dude. I mean, we talked about it last time, how amazing that game is. It is super amazing. And Halo Infinite multiplayer is a, it's a darling, man. It's a darling.
Dude, isn't it so good?
Oh my gosh, Trevor.
It just brings back so many like nostalgic feels, yet it feels modern, but not like in a Call of Duty way. It feels like modern, but it is Halo thick and through, dude. Yes. Like that thing is amazing.
It's like playing, I don't know. It's like playing a remake of something like an old 64 game, right? And then you play it again and you're like, they changed enough things that you're like, this is exactly how it used to feel like in the olden days, but it truly isn't. There's nothing. Yeah. In our mind's eye, what Halo used to feel like, this is what Halo used to feel like. And it is so good. And we will talk about it, I think, more in depth sooner, a little later, but this is it is so nice to have this back in a way that I can play it again and really enjoy it. And I didn't like Halo 3's multiplayer, which I know is like haram, but I really didn't care for it. And it's been like since Halo 2 for me that I've been like dying for Halo multiplayer. And I love this freaking game. It's so good. Anyways.
So good. Like, and I'm so excited for it to like come out of the multiplayer beta. Yes. Like I want them to add more like game modes and stuff like that. And then obviously here in a couple of days we have the actual campaign and stuff. So like thrilled.
Yeah, they're not firing on all cylinders, dude. They're not even firing on all cylinders at all. You can't pick playlist or all these other things. Like, there's just a whole bunch of stuff they're not even doing, and it's still amazing.
And I'm still loving the crap still out amazing. Of it. I've played so much of it. Yeah, I agree. So, and it's hard to consider it though too because we don't have the full package. I know it's the free to play, so it is a separate game. I mean, technically, but the thing is, it's still in beta. So I'm like, I don't know how much we can actually like consider it.
Yeah. But it truly, to be honest, it might be like my second favorite experience this year.
Yeah.
That's how high up it is for me. I think it might be my second. I mean, close to the first for me. Well, anyways. Dude,
in a year, look at this year, right? So like, well, even look at the last couple of years. It's been nothing but Battle Royales. Like that's been like the big thing. And it's that was really fun. But I feel like I'm getting kind of burnt out on BRs right now. Mm-hmm. And then I had high hopes for Battlefield.
Yeah.
Super disappointed. Me too.
And it sucked. What?
That game looks so good.
It looked like a slam dunk, dude. And then they just dropped it.
Dude, like, I thought that was going to be like the game this year that I was going to get crazy into. And I just can't. It's honestly not good at all. And then you have Call of Duty Vanguard, which I haven't played yet, but
just boring as shit, dude. Oh my gosh. Can we go back to World War II again? Yes.
I know. So it's cool to see a game like this, like Halo, come in super strong this year. Dude, and not to mention, what about that stealth drop of like, boom, 20-year anniversary. Hey, we're launching this thing a month early.
Yeah.
Have fun. And like, dude, that was such a cool moment. And I know that like it got leaked a little bit before by a couple days, but it was a surprise to me. I was like, oh my gosh. I'm like, cool. So start downloading. And it was so awesome to just jump in and play. Also, the other thing, Devin, like, I have been playing, I probably played about 50% of my time with Halo Infinite using the cloud, through Game Pass.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's weird because like, obviously I'd prefer to play on like the PC or whatever, which I have been playing, but it's been so nice to be able to have that option and just kick back while the family's watching TV and stuff and be able to, you know, get a couple matches in. I love what Microsoft is doing lately. Like I don't know. I've just been very impressed with everything.
It runs so well,
their whole
dude.
Package.
Yeah, it runs really well. The multiplayer is not like you would expect with how many people were on there that first day. And with all, like you said, with cloud streaming, all that crap, it should be juddery and horrible, but it's not. It's not. No, it runs well. I have horrible internet, guys. I can barely get a podcast to run. And this thing is actually running. I can play Halo, a multiplayer. It's crazy. It's awesome.
Great.
Well, we're gushing about that. So, Trev, your oddballs, the ones that aren't in mine, you got Monster Hunter Rise, Tales of Arise, and Skyward Sword. Oh, and Monster Hunter Stories, too. Yeah.
So. Yeah, so let's start with Monster Hunter Rise. Like, I loved that game. It is a great Monster Hunter game for the Switch. Adds a lot of movement and mobility, and it looks great for what the Switch can do.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of fun with it, but I don't know if I would put it as, like, my all-time favorite game this year. Because, I mean, it did feel, like, obviously just, like, more Monster Hunter, and I felt like I got to the end quicker than I normally do.
Did you feel like
maybe there's a little less content than past Monster Hunters?
Yeah.
Obviously, there's expansion coming out early next year. They have done updates where they've added more monsters and stuff like that. And, you know, it's been cool, but I wouldn't put that up there as far as my, like, all-time. Monster Hunter Stories was real cool. I did get kind of bored halfway through, so I haven't finished that one.
Gotcha.
But I did have fun with it. It was unique and cool, but I would probably take, I don't know why I put that on the list even.
Yeah.
And then Skyward Sword, that
an interesting honestly take.
Interesting, like, because it's just a remake.
Yeah, it is a remake. It is a well done.
So I don't know
remake.
If I can consider it.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Devin, it took a game that I did not like it that I've Good tried point. Starting over and over and over, and we've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
And going back to it and finally having, like, proper controls and and whatnot, like, I ended up really liking this game.
Yeah.
So I think it was a well deserved remaster, whatever we want to call it. I think it was fantastic.
Yeah.
But point. I don't think any of those hang with
these other guys. Okay.
Like, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy, Metroid Dread, things like that. Even Resident Evil Village sounds incredible. So
I'm gonna say my top three are Halo.
Let's hear your top three.
Halo Infinite multiplayer, Metroid Dread, and I'm gonna say I love Guardians, but I think I don't know. Yeah, I think I'll do Guardians probably as my third one. Village is close, and so is Bowser Fury. But yeah, those are my three.
Okay.
So, what are you doing?
I'll match you with Metroid Dread.
Okay.
Absolutely. Halo Infinite multiplayer, 100%. So we are right on target there, and honestly, Guardians is right there as well.
Okay.
But I'm probably leaning Tales of Arise. Yeah.
That would make sense. Okay. And then seeing Tales of Arise, I'd be okay with that being on our top three, and Guardians probably dodging down to four. Just from what I've seen, just because, you know, I love this developer, does good work, but they did a Tomb Raider, the last one. It was like the dark one. And it also suffered very similar things where it's like screen tearing and like horrible, like just not very like things that are just make it feel gamey. Like they do some fun stuff, but it also kind of bugs me the way that they produce some of their games. So much as I loved it, I think Tales of Arise looks like a cleaner and probably a more, I don't know, up to game of the year status as far as like quality for me. So I say, let's do Tales, Dread, Halo. As our top three.
I like that. Our top three.
Oh, dude, my heart is changing. Like, I had my head set somewhere, and now I'm just like, is it set there still?
What? Which one are you debating?
Well, dude, like, I can't say anything to tell. So we know what it's down to, right? But yeah, I love Dread.
Halo and Right.
Like, I loved Dread. And I still do. I think it's like an amazing experience. There was nothing wrong with Dread. It was like a perfect game, I think. Was there anything wrong with it? Could you think of anything wrong with Dread?
I feel like there was moments where I would die over and over and over, and sometimes I would get a little frustrating, like especially in those Emmy rooms.
Yeah.
Which I did like that because it did break up the game, but then there's these moments where you hit these weird difficulty spikes, whether it's when one of those moments or like the end boss or certain bosses where you have to figure out exactly what the pattern
there
was.
There was a few that
and there
rough.
Was one I actually had to like look up online, and I felt like a scrub for
no,
doing
was it.
It
the was it the freaking octopus thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I could not
Dude,
figure
that's,
that
that's
thing
a
out.
No-go. Like that was an awfully designed thing, because how are you supposed to know what you were supposed to shoot? I can't even remember what it was, but it was like I got the idea that you had to go on the other side, but I was like,
right.
Was
you'd have to like shoot this thing, go up to grapple up to the top, then slide over. It was really, I'm like, I don't know how I could have figured that on my own unless I just kept like
convoluted,
hitting my head against that door forever.
Yep.
So, I mean, there's like moments like that were a little discouraging. But I think the package as a whole, like just the atmosphere, the music, the just on point like gameplay, and You know, the story was fine. It wasn't, I wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, it's insane, as good as Dread. Sure. It's as good as what I mean.
It's probably the best Metroid.
Yeah, probably the best Metroid
game
story
wise. Yeah. But yeah, I really love that game. For me, that would be my all time game of the year for sure.
Okay, so it's for sure all-time. For you.
That doesn't make sense.
All time game of the year. Yeah. Halo Infinite is creeping up for me. I think Halo Infinite is very good. But when I was talking about, you know, does it have problems? Halo Infinite does have problems in some ways because you like, can you, like Halo 3, dude, let's go back to Halo 3. I know I said it wasn't like the best or my favorite one, but Halo 3, you got Forge. You had a multiplayer, which involved any type of thing you wanted. You could customize. I want this type of Slayer, Team Slayer, this kind of thing at any point, and you could get it, right? And that does not happen in this game. I kind of like that a little bit with Infinite. It kind of forces people to play games that they never would.
To like try other game modes.
Yeah, you would never play Oddball. People never played Oddball. Everyone played Slayer. And I kind of, listen, I'm kind of tired of Oddball because I played it so much because that's all I get and I don't get enough Slayer. But I feel like they're changing it as it goes. But there are still problems, right? It's not. Halo 3 must have been a thing. Like Bungie really must have freaking cranked out something special because 343 cannot, with today's technology and all this crap, still can't keep up with a game that was, you know, as far as content goes, you know, you got all those skins for free, all that stuff. You know, there's all this kind of baggage with Halo Infinite that doesn't bug me totally, but there is baggage with it right now. And I think right now the game is a little too much baggage. So I think I'm talking myself out.
I think it's more honestly like they say it's in beta and it does feel like it's in beta. There's not a wide range of multiplayer modes. Like you said, there's like four silos that you can pick from and you know, you got to hope you get the game mode that you want. Now it is fun to switch it up and is nice, but the thing is like they've already announced like, hey, we get it. We know at the start of the year we're going to be having some just like a Slayer mode. We're going to be adding SWAT. We're going to be adding, like, so they've talked about this already. Like they know it's lacking.
Yeah.
And so for me, that's the reason it wouldn't be my necessarily. I don't feel like it should be considered the game of the year because it still feels very much in like
pre-release
state.
Okay. I like it. Yeah.
But I think when this game,
when it comes out, launches, it might be. Boy. Yeah, it might be. And so it's kind of in that weird spot where we're not quite to the end of the year, but we are here, you know, we're doing the awards, so it is what it is. But it's nice to have Halo and Metroid on our top two. Like that feels good.
Right?
That feels good. And as the Nintendo show, let's do Metroid Dread. I loved Metroid Dread. As I said, I loved everything about it. It's one of my favorite experiences and stands out still. I know it's only been a couple of months, but I think if this game even came out like at the beginning of the year, it still would stand out to me as a great, amazing game for the year. So go Dread.
I couldn't agree more. Yep. I love that. This game really just made me so happy. And it made me so happy that Nintendo was willing to put the resources behind a 2D Metroid game. I hope it does well for them because it's just so nice to have that back. And like you said, it's great to have Halo back too. Like what a interesting, cool year.
Time,
For a certain, you know, couple games. I feel like this year as a whole, I don't know if I'd necessarily love it.
Turdy in some ways,
in ways, but I mean, we're mid-Pando and you know, so.
Well, and next year, dude, is insane. Like if all those games come out that we talked about that we're excited for next year. And those are only a few.
That's only a small number.
It's going to be insane. And we got an excellent Halo that comes, you know, basically into this new coming year. It's going to be an amazing, amazing couple months. So I'm excited.
Yep.
My prediction for game of the year from Game Awards, I think will be Metroid Dread as well. I think it's time. Yeah. I think it's time for them to win. I think everyone's been talking it up. I think a lot of people that's never played Metroid finally did. And they're like, oh, you know what? It's pretty decent. So I think it'll probably make the cut. That's my hope. So what's your prediction? Cool. Anything? Deathloop? Takes-Two?
I'm honestly like, I know a lot of people absolutely adore Deathloop. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Me either.
So I could totally see that winning because of, I don't know, people just have been praising that game. And it has a very unique, like, it feels, I guess, from at least what I've watched, it's very like, what is that, Dishonored?
Yeah.
Like, very similar gameplay wise, but then in this weird loop that just seems very interesting, where you're very much learning, you know, everybody's patterns, and like, okay, if I open up this door, then this happens later on, you know? So, like, it seems like there's some cool stuff to be had there. And I think that is what's going to win, but yeah. I guess we'll see, huh?
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those two. So, all right, that's it. We did it. Happy game of the year, everybody.
You're welcome, Jeff Keighley.
Man, that was a lot of work for us to do for that guy. Sheesh.
Exhausted. We'll send him an invoice.
Yeah. just a couple thou. That's all.
Yeah, no big.
What have we been playing, Trev? What you been up to, man? What is what
you got? I mean, besides when I'm not playing Halo Infinite multiplayer, you know, I'm fitting in some other things. Like, so I'm still playing through Pokemon Brilliant Diamond, so the Diamond and Pearl remake.
So we didn't get your thoughts, I don't think, on it. What do you think of it?
We haven't talked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I, you know, honestly, I'm kind of in a weird spot with it. Like, I put it down and I haven't gone back for like a week and a half, 2 weeks now at this point. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed it at the start. I was like, oh, cool. It just feels like a real old school Pokemon game. But then, like, I still am having a hard time with, like, the chibi look. I thought I convinced myself that I loved it. Yeah. And I can't. Like, it feels too play school, like toddler to me. Like, I'm having a hard time with it. So that's tough. I do like a lot of, like, just the quality of life stuff they've added, where you can just like move Pokemon to a box without having to go to the Pokemon Center. And they've added a lot of things that just make it easier, and you don't have to assign HMs to certain Pokemon and then have to carry them around to use things like cut and strength. So they've added a lot of really cool things, and it does look nice, and I'm having fun with it, but I it's kind of more of like a, I don't know, like I would probably give it like a six or maybe seven as far as like my overall enjoyment. I don't know. Have you played it at all?
No, I've been turned off from the regular Pokemon games. I think especially this one, that just was not it didn't seem like it was too old school, or it was just too, and the art style is just turning me off way too much. So not for me. But,
no, and honestly, on the Switch OLED, like all the colors pop real well. Yeah. It does look cool, but it just, I don't know. I'm not in love with it. I will finish it because it's one of those games that I can't even remember. Back in the day, I missed this one. I can't remember if I finished it or not, or if I did, it's been so long I can't remember. Mm-hmm. So it does feel like a fresh game. So I will finish it, but I'll say the next game that I want to talk about is called Pokemon Unbound. Okay.
What's this?
And I've been playing this game way more than I have Diamond and Pearl Remake.
What is it?
It is a ROM hack.
Oh,
it's a fan made game.
Okay,
and it's based off of the Game Boy Advance Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green engine and everything.
Yeah.
And someone has taken all those assets, taken everything, and they've made their own game called Pokemon Unbound. And it has every single Pokemon in it, all 800 and whatever, including all the new ones. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And a whole new region. And it has this. Yes. So, this game has been in development for a long time. Uh-huh. And I am absolutely in love with it. The story is dark. They even ask you at the very start, like, hey, do you want a dark story? Do you want something kind of messed up? And you're like, yeah, give it to me. And it's pretty cool. And so the story is incredible. And then you have side missions. So as opposed to just the normal, like, okay, go beat the gyms and do your thing. You go around town and you talk to everybody. And talking to people seems more impactful. They actually have, like, really cool moments of story that happens. And you can accept side missions and all this stuff. And then they've added all the modern conveniences of like experience share and being able to Like I, when you throw a Pokeball, instead of the next time, and if it doesn't catch them, it'll just have a quick button where you can hit X again. It'll automatically throw another one out as opposed to going through all the menus. And they do all these things that just make it feel modern. Oh, but it was so cool to go and play this pixelated Pokemon game and go catch an Alolan Sandslash, which has never been in one of these old kind of style games because that's a newer Pokemon. And I am absolutely loving it. It feels polished, and it feels like this is what I want the Pokemon company to do, is something different, something more intense, because you can also change the difficulty. You can say I want easy, medium, or hard, or whatever they call it.
That's awesome.
And everything scales, and it is so if you want it to be a more strategic experience, you absolutely can. And I'm enthralled, and I've been playing it on just my little Ambernic like import Chinese handheld thing, and I'm loving it. And it's opened up a whole new world of like these fan-made ROMs. And oh my gosh, like companies need to start taking notes from some of these people. That I'm super impressed with it. Honestly, that's the Pokemon game of the year for me, not Pokemon Brilliant Diamond.
That's crazy, dude. That is insane to me. And it most likely will be taken down by Nintendo. Like it's like they won't look at it and be like, hey, you know what? Maybe we should take this excellent game that's already made and like pay the person for it and get money off of this thing. No, we won't do that. We're going to sue him to oblivion and just do not, or just even take his ideas or take some ideas from people outside of your small box. It's like, come on. That is so cool that they're doing that.
It is so cool. It is honestly like, and then I found like there are like hundreds of other ROM hacks is what they call them for these Pokemon games. And it's crazy. It's so cool that people can do this. And this one seems like the most polished, the most like work has gone into as far as the ones I have looked through. And I don't know. This feels like what Pokemon should be nowadays, not this weird other stuff that's coming out. So anyways, check it out. It's Pokemon Unbound, and it is, it's a gem. I love it.
Awesome. I want to say a few more things about Halo Infinite. That's what I've been playing.
Yeah, dude.
The last couple things I just thought of is like, the reason I didn't like Halo 3. So I loved Halo 2. Halo 2 was my favorite. It was the pinnacle for me. Halo 3 wasn't, because I felt like once abilities or like the items were introduced into the game, it really like changed the vibe of the game. I didn't care for the items in general or how they played. I didn't think it was a really cool mix or did anything interesting for the game at the time. I feel like those items are just not very well implemented. And the Halo Infinite, these items actually, I feel like they have just the right amount of play. Like they are interesting enough to make the gameplay different, and they are, you know, help you in a bind, some of them, but they're not too overpowered. There's none of them that are like, oh, this one's way cooler than
like
another.
So OP.
Yes. Yeah. Like, even like when you think of, Reach and stuff, that one had those too. And some of those were super overpowered, you know, like in Halo 3, you'd had the flash thing that blind people and you just shoot them in the head. You had like tons of like ridiculous, stupid powers that you're just like, well, who cares about this garbage? The other thing is like, they do sprint right. They make sprint done right.
Yes.
Because it's not that you're sprinting all the time throughout the map. In fact, it's kind of like penalized if you sprint too much. It's good to get you out of a situation, but you shouldn't like go into a situation headlong sprinting, because then you're just going to get shot before you know have a chance to shoot them back. So I think they give it just that nice buffer where like sprint is useful to a degree, but it's also like unuseful in other ways. So like it's just so perfectly balanced so far. I'm just really impressed with it. You know, like it feels perfectly balanced again, like Halo 2 felt like for me at the time. Like it just feels the way that perfect multiplayer felt, where it was just about the being more creative than your other person in the way that you kill. Like you just, like a lot of games like Call of Duty, you just go around the corner, you shoot him in the head, and that's all it's about.
Whoever shoots first.
Yeah, almost, it's about shoot first. Halo has always been about like, how can I outthink.
It's like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah. Like how do I outthink you in this moment? What the power weapons too, also done better. Yeah. Like Halo 4 and Halo 5's use of the power weapons was a joke. And this one, it's like, oh, it's exactly how it should be. And the maps are done well. It's nice to have maps that are like cohesive and make sense. Like, oh, this is the center. And like, this is how you get this to work, especially the arena ones. The big team ones, I'm not a huge fan of. I feel like I would like a little more simplicity from them, but I do really enjoy them still. I just think the arena ones, like the small maps for the most part, are really where this game is like, it's really excellent. So, dude, again, as we said several times before, loving it.
So cool, Dev. So dude, cool.
Halo fanboys up in here. Fan questions, Trev. Let's get into it. The guy asked, what do you two hope and think we will see from Nintendo at the Game Awards? Predictions as far as trailers go, Trev, is there anything you expect or would like to see from them?
Well, I think the easy one is I really think we're going to get the sequel to Breath of the Wild or Breath of the Wild 2. Or I think Keeley's lining something up, and I think we'll get some kind of trailer. And I hope it goes more into like the story and like maybe the uniqueness of this game compared to the last. Yeah. So hopefully they give us a little bit more details, but I feel like that's pretty safe, right? Or am I crazy?
I think it's safe just because it is a game that has been in the Game Awards a couple times. And I think Zelda, even like
and the original,
the original was showed there, and then it was shown again, I think there. And then there was, and then the other Zelda game, the one that we hate, the Mushu garbage one, that one's been shown there several times too. So Zelda is like a property that is definitely shown at the Game Awards. So I think it's possible. I hope they don't show. That's gone, isn't it? They're done with that. That DLC's done. That stupid DLC for that game.
Oh, I hope so. For the Age of Calamity whatever it was.
Yes, if they show Age of Calamity DLC, I feel like it's in December. I feel like it's in December. Please don't be that. Please. Like, I will cry if that is what you show. No, thank you. Yeah, dude, I think as far as Nintendo goes, I do think we could see that. I hope we do. Nintendo had an okay year. I don't think it was an amazing year, to be honest. And it's kind of okay that we missed so many episodes, because there's like the last time we talked, a few games came out and there was some news, right? But it wasn't it wasn't a lot. Like, not there isn't a lot coming. It's just like they're kind of, if I know they're saying they're halfway done with, you know, the Switch, but it feels like in some ways they're just riding the coattails of something excellent. And it's kind of bumming me out. So I really do want to see like new games. I want to see, you know, we saw some oddballs here. You know, it's nice to see Dread and, you know, WarioWare, like these weird things. We had a lot of weird games, like the wacky ones. I want to see the big boys again. You know, I want to see what they do with Mario. I want to see like the new like Bowser, real full on, like what did we do with Bowser's Fury idea Mario game? I want to see like the new freaking Mario Kart. I want to see the new like Zelda. I want to get these things going. We have no idea what Breath of the Wild 2 is, and that just showing that it's in the skies does nothing for me. You know, all it does is like cool environment. Do we have dungeons? I want to see that. Let's actually see the game. I would love to see like full-on gameplay. Full gameplay, please. I hope that happens.
I hope so too. And I would love to see more of Pokemon Legends Arceus or whatever, but I really don't think that will show up here. I feel like all the Pokemon stuff, like the Pokemon company likes to do their Pokemon Directs.
Yeah.
It's probably where I think we would see more of that.
Yeah, probably in January sometime, I bet.
Yeah, that would be my guess. Oh, because the game drops in January. Yeah,
so it'd be like the first, like before, a couple weeks before, I'd assume.
Which would be kind of cool.
That'd be cool. But yeah, I'm trying to think of other things that we can expect. I know they showed off Bayonetta 3 already. I don't know if you need to show it again, to be honest.
No.
I know Keeley probably would want to be like, yo, we got it again or something like that. I don't know if that's something I want to see again. Man, it's just for me, what I really wish is like to see the big heavy hitters. Just give me some Mario. I don't care. Anything that's a big guy that we haven't seen for a while would be cool. I'd like to see Perfect Dark. As far as non-Nintendo, I'd like to see Perfect Dark. You know, I know it's a semi-Nintendo thing, because it was on Nintendo at some point, but Perfect Dark from Microsoft, see some of the other stuff that they do. I'm sure we'll see like God of War a little bit more and some other stuff. But as far as Nintendo goes, hopefully it's Zelda, you know?
Hopefully it is Zelda. And I agree, it probably will be. I would love to, man, like Fire Emblem. It's been
a while now. Cool. Yeah.
I would love to see like them come and like show a new Fire Emblem because the last one was so cool. I really enjoyed it.
So good. Yeah.
Like I feel like how many years has it been now? It's been three or four.
Yeah. Three? So definitely down the line. I think they could do it. They should have. I think they were doing some that were like once a year at one point. It seemed like they were.
Well, they
cranking
were. It felt
out.
Like on the 3DS. Yes. There's like one every 2 years at least, you know?
Yeah.
So that would be pretty cool. But like, I don't know. Like, I think I do want to just see those, like those big titles again, like of, okay, it's been forever since Mario Kart. It's been a long time since a proper like new Mario game. Let's see the next Luigi's Mansion. Yeah. Let's see like whatever, you know, I don't know.
Just like, I don't want to see Splatoon 3 again.
No,
you know, there's like certain things I just don't want. They don't show well and I don't care right now.
Yeah.
You know, Because as much as I love Splatoon, it's not a game that shows very well. I think Zelda's really the only one. And I think it's the one that Nintendo needs to do. Because if, say PlayStation shows off, hey, we have a Game Pass too, that's going to be a big deal. Or if Microsoft is like, hey, guess what? We have a handheld console, which is another rumor. That would also be a problem. That would be a huge problem. So you need to like get in the game, boys. You know, I loved this year for its quirkiness, but I wish there was like a heavy hitter. There should have been at least one more heavy hitter, especially during this season. I feel like we got screwed on the holidays. You know, Metroid is great, but it kind of was in October. I feel like we missed out on like a good November, December game. There are some, they're good ones, but there's none that's like, wow, that's the reason I bought a Switch, you know? So anyways, thanks, Guy the Guy. Recommendations, Trav. This is our final recommendations where we give you something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. I'll start off with mine. Mine recommendation is Get Back, the Beatles documentary. You can find this on Disney Plus. If you're not a Beatles fan, probably not going to be for you. But if you're kind of into like how music is like constructed, I know, Trev, like you play guitar and you like to write songs, you know, here and there. Like, it's interesting to see how, like, what people consider, I know you probably don't, but a lot of people consider one of the greatest rock bands ever, how they, like, made music. Especially, this documentary takes place, like, with their final album, when the band was kind of, like, not, they were all trying to go their own way and feeling different things, like Lennon and Paul and, like, you know, what's the other one? Man, I got lost.
What's that? An R?
Yeah, well, there's Ringo, and then there's George. I can't even think of it. Sorry. Anyways, George Harrison. I don't know. Harrison, maybe. Michael Scott. For some reason, I can't remember. That's really lame. Anyways, it's really long. It's a huge, like it's 8-9 hours. It's a huge long documentary.
Okay,
and it's just them recording their music, and that's all it is. And you see them fighting. You see them trying to figure out how it is that they've created, like. He just starts, you know, making the words to Let It Be and how that like happens. And it's funny, like as a person that sometimes does that, it's funny how it's very similar to the way that I would think of doing lyrics. I'm like, they would do something brilliant, but no, you're just kind of humming nonsense words until you come up with real words, you know, and then it becomes a thing. So it's really cool. It's interesting to see what they do, how the band like broke up for a second, they got back together again, and then it ends on one of the most famous, I don't know if you've ever seen this concert, but it's really cool, Trev. At least see this final concert where the Beatles is like playing on top of the roof. The last 40 minutes of this documentary, just if you don't want to see all the like 9 hours, go to the last 40 minutes where you just see like these police officers pissed off, you know, like they want to get to the top of the roof. Paul is smiling and so happy when he sees the police finally get to the roof. He's just so excited about it. It's just so funny. Like seeing everyone outside, like their reactions to what's going on, just this random impromptu concert that they decided to do on the roof. So it just all leads up to that big, you know, final concert that they did before the band broke up. So it's really an interesting documentary.
That's cool.
If you love the Beatles, it's definitely a must see. If you don't, I think you can pick and choose and enjoy parts of it, but it is very long. And if you're not into creating music, I can see where it can be a little boring. But anyways,
yeah. Hey, you might not know this about me, Dev, but I actually love the Beatles with a passion. And
do you really?
I have ever since I was like a younger kid. We'd listen to it all the time, to their records and whatnot. So I am a huge Beatles fan. Sweet. This has been on my record, as far as like what I want to watch. I'm excited for it. So I'm excited. It's good to hear that it is really good. And that does sound really cool. Coming from a perspective of like you and I that both play music and we write our own stuff here and there. And it'd be cool to watch their process. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. So check it out.
Very cool.
What about you, Trev? Right.
Yeah, dude. Well, so mine, we've kind of touched on it a little bit.
Yeah, covered it. Yeah.
Yeah, is ROM hacks. Dude, like, search ROM hacks on the internet and you will find 1,000 different sites with a whole bunch of them. And there's things from like, doing some hacks to like some Mario games, to Zelda, to Pokemon. There's so many crazy things out there. And if you're just looking for some games to play, man, like you're just looking, I don't want to spend any money. I just want to, check out some new weird crap. Explore some ROM hacks. Like, that has been such a fun rabbit hole to go down of like, dude, I have this huge collection now of all these weird hacked up ROMs and I am having a blast. Like, it is so cool to revisit some of these things and the way that they use assets from other games and do something completely different with it is so cool. And so I think it's something that has always been under the radar for me. I never really knew much about ROM hacks and people would go and do all this crazy stuff to these old games.
Yeah.
And so it was so eye-opening. I was just like, this is awesome. Like, if someone really wanted to just play some old games and try something unique, like, they don't have to go spend any money. They can just go play with this weird hacked up ROM. Yeah. So anyways, go check them out, man. It's cool. It's really neat.
Beautiful, beautiful. Go do your things, y'all. Everyone, hey, we're done. This has been the Nintendo Show, episode 65. Thanks for listening. Remember, if you want to, go to thenintendoshow.com. Follow us on Facebook at The Nintendo Show. Remember to like, share, rate us on the podcast service of your choice, and leave us a review on iTunes. Also, check out Weekly Recharge, where nothing is happening, or Check Off Running, which nothing is happening. Overall, it's been a great year, Trav, dude. It's been awesome podcasting with you this year. Feels good. Feels right. And
it does. It really does.
Dude, everyone, thanks for like being part of this journey with us. I know it's been like up and downs or whatever, but in the end, me and Trav will just be continuing this for, however old we get. And it'll be fun. And we'll just do it for fun. And hopefully you guys are all enjoying it along the way. I know a lot of you are, and we appreciate our fans. So that's really awesome of you. Have a great year. Enjoy some games, man. Get out there and play the crap out of these games, especially the ones that me and Trevor put on this list. But there's a lot of others that, we didn't get to, indies and a whole bunch of others, as you saw with our knowledge with some of those Game Awards things. So have fun. Enjoy the year. Bye.